Well, Benedict says we come to a topic which has been discussed many times before, but which requires still more discussion, much more discussion. Topic of Emunah, faith in Hashem, naturally means simple, pure faith. Simple faith means without asking questions. The opposite of this is what's known as machakrim, or philosophers. Philosophers who do ask questions. They go in depth on the topic of faith, and that is a faith, a question items that should not even be discussed. They question details about Hashem, Hashem who is far above our conception. They want to know about Hashem. And this, of course, causes a lot of damage, a lot of harm. Benedel says that even if this is done by the leaders of the Jews, Midei Chachamim, important holy leaders of the past, who wrote books on philosophy, those books are forbidden for a Jew to look into, because the Jew can do much more harm to himself by reading them than whatever he can gain from there. A Jew is supposed to have simple faith, to believe simply that Hashem created the world, Hashem knows what he did, knows what he's doing, Hashem supervises everything, and that's sufficient for us. We have to serve Hashem without delving into these secret reasons, heavenly reasons which we could never achieve anyhow. Now, the nature of these books on philosophy, it is best, of course, that we don't even discuss them. Yet the Benazal does, to show us a few examples, and since the Benazal did, then we could mention these points, but not to go any further. The nature of these books of philosophy is, what is the harm in their writings? Because they have a nature of asking questions, very difficult questions, very deep questions, and then they come up with the answers. They're supposed to mean well. They ask a deep question, perplexing question, then they come up with an answer to this question. The question is a very difficult one. The answer is a very weak one. It is so weak that an ordinary person could easily disprove this answer, and what is he left with? He's now filled his mind with this dangerous question about faith. What has he gained? The answer is gone. The question remains. He could not answer the question himself. Now, in his mind, there is a germ of doubt, a question which doesn't belong there, a question about faith, which he shouldn't have entered into in the first place. In truth, Abinadal says, these questions are really nothing. They are meaningless, because there is no question about faith, about Hashem. But, written by these philosophers, they appear as very difficult questions, and they do their harm. How about these people? There are people who have a tendency, they're drawn, magnetized towards these books of philosophy, towards these topics of philosophy. They seem to have a taiva, a desire to go into this more than any other type of learning. Why is that so? What do they refuse, reject? For example, the Zohar Kodesh, the Kisvei Arizal, the writings of the great Tzaddikim, the recent past. Why do they turn to these books of philosophy which have no real value in Emunah, and which cause so much damage to a Jew, to a Jew's faith? The answer is, very sadly, that these people are basically evil. Basically means they are actually born evil. They are born with two strikes against them. It is possible for a person to be born with an evil heart, an evil mind, instead of good. And naturally, being evil, he's drawn to his own kind. He's drawn to evil. Now, this means, then, he's given less of a chance than a second person? The answer is yes, he's less of a chance. But the door is not closed to him. He has the responsibility of overcoming this innate evil nature. He does have the power of overcoming it, though it's much more difficult for him than a different person. But he could overcome it if he wants to. It's difficult, but it could be done, and it's his task to defeat this evil nature within him and to emerge victorious with a new type of nature, one that is pure. There are very few, of course, very, very few who are successful. Because once a person has this nature that is drawn to philosophy, it's very difficult to tear him away from it. We find very few cases where a person does come out. The Gemara itself tells us that this is like a death sentence. Why is this person inflicted with this evil nature? obviously, it is obviously clear because of something in his past life. He had done, accumulated so much evil that in order to be able to achieve afterwards Gan Eden, any reward, he must go through a very severe test. Severe test is to be reborn, reincarnated, to come to life again with this type of evil nature. True, that is very difficult for him, extremely difficult, but if he comes out, if he goes into battle and wins out, fine. He's able to erase past evils and to join with those who are good. If not, then he's lost. But at least this proves, Abedal says, that no matter what kind of a nature a person has, he was sent to this world only because he is given that chance. So if his eyes could just be opened up, he could begin to understand, to see. He could begin to see that he's here with that purpose of being given this opportunity to return, to come back to Hashem when he has wandered for who knows how long before, previously. This person, if he could be enlightened, is one of the greatest mitzvahs possible. But who can undertake this task? The Gemara itself says, when the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos tells us, Da, Mashatosh Rabikiris, know what to reply to an atheist. Know enough about Teda to be able to reply to an atheist. The Gemara says this refers only to a goy, a non-Jewish atheist. But if you find a Jewish atheist, then it's practically impossible, or just about impossible, the Gemara says, to sway him. If you talk to him, he'll much more likely sway you, take and trap you and snare you into his way of thinking, Chas Hashem. Therefore, the Gemara says, do not even begin to speak to a person like that. There are certain tzaddikim, amitiyim, who do have that power to bring this person close, but because of this, again, it's up to the person himself. No matter how bad he is, no matter how far he is sunk into this kafira, this atheism, this abikursus, he is still able to save himself. It's difficult, but it's possible. So a person who is awakened to that thought, who would at least someday, sometime, open his eyes and read a word of Ben Ezal Sefer, that one word could be his salvation. And it has happened. Ben Ezal's greatest miracles are those of spiritual Tchias HaMesim, where he took those who were practically dead. A person like that is spiritually dead to a degree, in a sense. And to bring that person out of this death stage, to rejuvenate it, bring it back to life, life means the real faith, Emunah Eschayim, that person can become really, truly, fully alive again through this drop that he receives, medicine receives from the tzaddikimus. Benel says, though, that it's fact that these people who have this nature of evil, they are the ones that choose to turn to that type of books, that type of reading, philosophy books, and the poison that comes from them. And therefore, a person should avoid studying these books of philosophy and speaking to those who study them also. Never has a show to attend a class where these books are taught, or a class by one who deals with this topic. Benel says now, for example, one of the questions asked in their books is, why was it that one individual, one certain one, was created by Hashem as an angel? An angel is free. He has no evil desire, no evil inclination. He has no problems of earning a livelihood. He has no worries. And he has wings. He flies at will in the upper heavens, while the second one is born, human being, with all the suffering that goes with it. Why this one angel, this one human? To go further, why was one part of a unit created as the head, second one as the foot? Why did this part have to suffer to be created as a foot, to carry the rest of the body, and the top of the body is the head? Just looking at the unit itself, this part of the body, why was it zeche? What privilege did it have to become a head and a foot? Of course, you could say there has to be a head, there has to be a foot. You need both. Fine, but why one was made, chosen as the head, and one as the foot? And these are some of the questions they ask. And of course, the Menelaus says that these questions are nothing. They don't even require an answer because of the fact that, very simply, simplest answer is that this is what Hashem did, and Hashem knows what he did and why he did it. Now, the Baal says, if you know why it's done. If you would know Hashem's reasons, you would know Hashem's motives, you would be Hashem. Since you are not Hashem, you don't know Hashem's reasons and Hashem's depth, and therefore don't try, don't attempt it. And it says, though, as far as this singular item goes, to explain a little, just a drop to explain the answer to this question. The fact is that the entire creation could be compared to a dreidel, the dreidel that's used to spin a Hanukkah.